Give your ears a break with KTSW Sam Marcus.
Welcome to Bobcat Radio on KTSW San Marcos.
Don't read handoff. Frank's got room across the 40. Running right inside.
That's going to tie it. And then around third. Pickett sliding into third base. A triple. Scores two runs in the Bobcat. Now lead it.
That one swung on. Hit out towards left field. That ball is going back to the wall. And that ball is gone.
A grand slam from Courtney.
Two runs in the Bobcat. Now lead it. 9-8 here in the bottom of the seventh inning.
All right, welcome to another Friday edition of Bobcat Radio. I'm your host, Jason Harris, here, obviously, joined by Caleb Ryan, Dean Garcia. Guys, how's it going today? Pretty good. I mean, weather seems pretty nice outside right now. You can't really complain about it being in the low 60s, or I guess mid-60s to low 70s. Yeah, I definitely got to love it. Well, once again, welcome to Bobcat Radio, as it is, happens every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Depending on what your favorite show is, could be a Monday show to get you started up, could be a Friday show to get the weekend started off right. But of course, we're going to get you caught up on everything going on in Bobcat sports today. We're going to talk a little women's volleyball. They've got a couple of games going on, one tonight actually. Women's soccer has a game going on tonight as well. Get you a little information on softball news as well. Softball ladies, we started things off. Got it looking pretty good in the preseason in the scrimmage, if I must say. I'll just say 9 runs.
Didn't they win?
Yeah, they won.
Hopefully they won if they put up 9.
We're going to get a good standout pitching performance from a freshman as well. So keep you updated on that as well. We'll dive into a little San Marcos High School football. Got a big game going on tonight. I hear that new stadium's opening on up out there. So it should be pretty nice game tonight. Obviously, in the second half of the show, we're going to talk a little bit of NFL. I take that back. We're going to talk a lot of bit of NFL football for your Houston Texans and your Dallas Cowboys. And then, hey, Caleb, this is for you, man. I'm going to give a section of baseball just for you, because what happened? I mean, something did happen, right?
Yeah, man. I mean, the biggest team in Texas decided to get a new manager. And so, yeah, we'll break down all that and stuff. And hopefully we've got somebody that'll join in on that talk and stuff. And let us know their thoughts.
Absolutely. Going to want to stay tuned for that one. Possible special guest having to do with the Rangers. So if you've got any questions maybe about the Rangers, or if you like the new hire, you don't like the new hire, again, we'll go into that a little bit later. Go ahead and get at us on social media. Hashtag Bobcat Radio, always the best way to get at us. Of course, you can get at us on Facebook, too. But hey, and even if you want to call in, go ahead. 512-245-FIRE. That's 512-245-3473. If there's something you've got on your mind in the world of Texas State sports, or, you know, Texans, Cowboys, anything at all, go ahead and let us know with what's going on. How's life, guys? I mean, I feel like I haven't seen y'all in a while. I know it's an every Friday thing, but I need a little bit.
Seems like it's been longer than a week.
Yeah, that's what I feel too. I don't know if it's just I miss y'all just a little bit or something.
I think it's because the game was on Tuesday.
Maybe.
And it just everything's thrown off from that point on. I test on Friday, you know. Well, today I had tests. Like my whole week's just messed up, man.
Not good. Not good for tests. Nah. And I don't want to talk about Tuesday either.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, how about some positive news on the Texas State Bobcats front? Women's volleyball, we're pretty good in that. They've got a game tonight, actually, versus Georgia State. That's going to be 5 p.m. tonight. Georgia State comes in at 3-15 on the season. They are 3-6 in conference. Again, we never say it's an automatic win, even for our ladies of volleyball, who are the returning Sun Belt champions. I just like to throw that out there.
So should we say it's an automatic win?
No, I refuse to say it's an automatic win. I want to throw a 99.9% out there and do it. Georgia State is near the bottom in basically all offensive stat categories if you look across the Sun Belt, except for aces. That's, I mean, that's not scary, but that's something you're going to have to
pay attention. So they don't score off the volley or the serve, then they're not scoring?
Pretty much, yeah. Ace, obviously, scoring off an ace, that's a serve with a point. So it worries me a little bit. These guys can score, but this should be a pretty solid victory for Texas State. I'll say, you know, 3-0. That's fine with me. We don't need to give them one and go like 3-1 or something like that.
Another sweep?
3-0 sweep. Get the brooms out there.
This is the first season that I've seen like a full volleyball season. Do we usually have this many sweeps at least consecutively? Because it seems like the past 2 weeks we've had at least 3 or 4. And to me, like that's I don't know. Maybe that's normal, but and maybe that's what we should be expecting from these lady volleyball team and stuff. But I mean, I don't know, man. It's just ever since UTA, they've been doing a great job of getting back on track and getting back to their winning ways.
Yeah, I think that's one thing I really like about this volleyball team. A, they're very, very good. Coach Chisholm obviously has been doing this for so long. She knows how to get the best out of her players. A very, very solid, talented team for Texas State's volleyball. If not young, you know, they've got a lot of growing to do. The thing I like about this team is, you know, they're not going to win every single game. We've seen them get beat before. But if they do get beat, normally the next time out, they come out looking very, very good and come out with a sweep or a solid victory. So it's not like they let a loss get them down. And obviously, they don't have a whole lot of losses on the season as well. But I think it shows some good moxie and good composure there for the volleyball team and Coach Chisholm to be able to rebound after a loss like that and come back and just fire it up with another hot streak to get on. For the Sun Belt, March 2, 2014 championship. I still think we're still the champions until we win it again, basically, and then we'll still be the champions. Sunday as well, Arkansas State will be playing Arkansas State. They're a little bit better. They're a lot bit better team than Georgia State. They come in at 11-6 on the season, 6-2 in the Sun Belt Conference, so they currently sit third place behind Texas State. So a very important game coming on Sunday, but you definitely don't want to overlook Georgia State tonight. Again, that'll be at 5 p.m. You can follow along on Twitter as well. That will have all those updates for you. Women's soccer, doing pretty good as well, man. I mean, the women teams are just fantastic. I don't know what it is about Texas State.
Our football team takes some notes from the...
Ow! First burn of the day coming at 11:06 from Dean Garcia. Didn't even make it 10 minutes in, but hey, winning ways. Yeah, it'd be nice to see it translate over there, depending on what it is. But tonight they've got a game versus University of Louisiana Monroe. Monroe comes in at 7-8-1, 1-5 in conference. Near the bottom in a few stat categories here. However, they are averaging 18 shots a game, 2 goals a game, 3 assists, which actually lead the SBC. So this is a team that not doing so hot in conference, but they've got 7 wins on the season. So it's definitely not a team you can overlook here. But again, we do think this is going to be a pretty solid victory. I wouldn't be surprised to see a score of possibly 3 goals against these guys. They are averaging 5 saves a game, so it's not like they're getting off. They're not like getting a shot on a lot. Maybe that defensive line is there a little bit, but when you've got players like Tori Hill and Cassie Hormuth, we're going to get a couple shots off in here. Did I mention Lindsay Curry as well? Pretty much leading the SBC in shots and points and everything. So it's great to see
she's
the score.
She's like an Energizer Bunny. She just doesn't quit running.
Yeah, she's always out there. I mean, she comes off like a 5-minute break or something like that, then is right back in. And usually when she comes back in, she finds a way to get in the box and at least get a decent shot off as well. So that game's going to be going on tonight in Louisiana. They've got a game coming up on Sunday.
That's here, by the way.
Oh, is it here? I'm sorry.
I'll be calling it. I don't plan on traveling to Louisiana. So
you better get in the car right now and head on down there. My apologies, folks. Got it wrong on my notes here. That will be tonight at the Bobcat Soccer Complex. Now, I want to tell you to get there early. We always say that attendance is always packed there. Dean, you've been out to a couple of games. It's pretty packed, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And tonight's the Pinkall game.
Absolutely. Then you know it's definitely going to be a good turnout there. Now, cool little stat I've got for you here. The Bobcats actually have the highest Sun Belt Conference home attendance, averaging 523 people a game. Now, if you go here to Texas State and you've been out to watch this soccer game, that's not a surprise for you. Again, there are a lot of people out there. It turns into standing room only very, very quickly, so we encourage you to get out there. 30 minutes, almost an hour, if you want to get out there and get the prime seats, should I say. Another cool stat, though, we are actually the highest average in away attendance as well, with 449 people that actually show up.
People want to see us.
Hold on. Whenever I went, though, nobody took my ID or, like, scanned me in. Is there somebody, like, actually counting these things?
Yeah, they have
people. Is there really?
They, like, count heads.
How do I get that job? I'm not saying that's all they have to do, but if that's one of the main, you know, jobs, then... Heck yeah.
But that's like the first one in the job description.
Yeah. People counter. That's what I want to do. Yeah, but that's the thing. People, whenever Bobcats travel very, very well, and, you know, to Louisiana games, Arkansas games, things like that. But people come out and they want to see the Texas State Bobcats soccer team. Again, 523 average attendance, tops in the SBC for home, 449 attendance, tops in the SBC for away. That's just unreal to me that how more people come to see the Bobcats play whenever they show up in their town. That's a good soccer team right there. Sunday they'll be having a game coming up versus University of Louisiana Lafayette as well. That game's going to be on at 1 p.m. We will have that broadcast here right. We'll have that right here on KTSW. ULL comes in at 7-6-2, 2-3-1 on the season.
I know it's a different sport, but I'm kind of looking at this as a revenge game.
Hopefully it's a different result.
Yeah.
Very different result.
Sunday should be senior day as well, I believe. It is. So that's exciting. Looking for the senior girls to have a good game here. And the important thing is that the Bobcats are tied for second in the Sun Belt with Georgia State. And in first place going to South Alabama. But that's something that is still within reach for us. So it should be a pretty exciting finish
Georgia
to the
State
season.
And they got Georgia State coming up on the season, a couple games from now.
Yeah, it definitely, like, the lead is there, but you definitely want to extend it here. So, again, women's soccer games tonight at 7 p.m. Actually, you know what? I'll run it down when we come back. We've got a break coming up here. 10 minutes blowing by real quick so far. It's gonna be one of those shows, I can tell you. Of course, coming up in a little bit, we're going to talk about Texas State softball, talk about a little bit of San Marcos High School football, move into the NFL. But first, kid, we've got a little something for you.
If you guys are new here, I understand that you might not have heard of this, but if you're not new here, then shame on you for not hearing about this. Guys, this is going to be one of our main specialty shows, and it's going to be Other Side Drive. It's going to be Monday through Friday, 4 to 6, so some great hosts on there right here on KTSW 89.9. It's going to be KTSW's After 9 Drive Time Variety Show. It's going to be jam-packed with segments, live interviews, and in-studio performances. So basically what we do here, but then you add in, like, music and news, and it's just jam-packed with awesomeness, KTSW awesomeness.
Everything you want for the drive home, man. Keep it. It's all right here. Keep it right here on KTSW. We'll have some more information for you on sports when we come back.